I remember when we started Verity Baptist Church 11 years ago. When we started Verity Baptist Church, my story is like the story of your pastor, like the story of many pastors in the new IFB. We started Verity Baptist Church while I was working a full-time job. And I would work 50 hours a week in my secular job and still go soul winning and still preach 3 sermons a week and still do all those things that needed to be done. I remember in those early days, oftentimes, I would be working on Wednesday night. Our Wednesday night Bible study started at 7 p.m. and I'd be working on Wednesday night and I'd be driving straight from work to church and getting to church at around 6:40, and my wife would be standing there at the door, holding up the hanger with my suit and my dress shirt and my tie. She'd iron it and get it all ready. She'd have it for me there, and I'd walk in and grab the coat and go into the restroom and change out of my work clothes and into my preaching clothes, and I'd come out like Superman, you know, just ready to preach the Word of God. Those were busy days. It was hard. I remember those days. I'd have to be at work at 7 in the morning, which means I didn't really need to start getting ready. I didn't have to get up and start getting ready to go to work till about 6 in the morning. But in those early days, I'd get up at 5 in the morning so that every morning I would have at least 1 hour before work to work on the sermons that I needed to preach for that week. And oftentimes that 1 hour, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, wasn't enough to get those sermons written. I would commute a lot, and I would drive a lot in those days, and a lot of those sermons were written as I was driving, and those sermons are on a website, and I do not encourage you to go listen to them. I'm not telling you they were good quality, but I'm telling you this, a lot of work went into it. I remember in those early days when the church was meeting in our house, I worked at an air conditioning company, and during the summertime, it was just mandatory pretty much that we work 7 days a week. And my boss knew that I was a pastor, and I talked to him about it, and we came to an agreement. And during those seasons, on a Sunday morning, I'd be at the job site at 7 a.m., and this was something my boss and I agreed, be at the job site at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, work till 9:30, would get off at 9:30, drive back home. My wife would have my clothes ready for me. I'd change into my clothes. We'd have church at our house starting at 10:30. We'd go from 10:30 to around 11:45, noon. My wife would have a quick lunch for me, and I would get back into my work clothes, go back to work, be back to work around 12:15 or 12:30, work till 5 p.m., get off at work at 5 p.m., come back home, again, change into my clothes. We'd have our Sunday night service at 6 p.m., and sometimes, even on occasions, would go back to work, even after our Sunday evening service, and those were busy times. Back in those days, we had church in our house. I was too busy to help my wife. So while I'm at work, she's preparing the house to have 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 people in our house for church. We stayed in our house. We had church in our house for a year and a half. When we left our house, the church was running around 35 or 40, and she'd set up the chairs, and she'd get everything ready and clean up the whole house and make sure everything was ready, and the hymn books were out and the bulletins were printed and all those things. Here's all I'm telling you is the ministry and serving God requires tenacity. It requires somebody saying, I'm going to work harder, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to stay up late, and I'm going to do what it needs to be done. And I don't think most Christians have the tenacity that's needed